You know, there's when we hear events like the ascension of our Lord, it might seem hard for us to believe that events like this really happened. I mean, it's not like we see people ascending into heaven every day. In fact, I would venture to say none of us have ever seen anyone ascend into heaven as our Lord did. So it'd be easy enough for kind of us maybe to doubt as the apostles did. But we doubt that this event actually happens. Well, it's a story telling us that our Lord is in heaven waiting for us. It might be easy to fall into that. Now, I don't think most of us do. I think most of us tend to take the Gospels for what they are, which is proclaiming the truth of what our Lord did and taught. And that the authors of the Gospels are trustworthy. That we can trust that when they tell us that our Lord ascended into heaven, he really did ascend into heaven. So that might not be the doubt that we have. But there might be many who think, well, you know, these events happened 2,000 years ago. And it's kind of hard to believe that these events have any relevance for us today. That they can speak to us today. You know, that they happened 2,000 years ago, they saw it, and it happened. Well, but you know, these events do speak to us today. These events do have relevance for us today. They do have a message for us today. And that message is a message of hope. The message of the ascension of the Lord is that we as Christians can have hope. It's a feast of hope. This hope that we can have, first of all, is hope for our entrance into heaven, which of course should be all of our goals. As Christians, our primary goal should be to get to heaven, to enter heaven when our time on earth is done. So we see this feast, and we see a feast of hope that one day we too will go there. Because by our Lord ascending into heaven, he shows us the path that one day we wish to follow. That one day we wish to enter into heaven. That one day all the souls of all who believe will enter into heaven. And that our Lord, by ascending into heaven, has opened up the gates of heaven that we may be able to enter. But it is also a message of hope that while we are here on earth, our Lord will continue to lead and guide and encourage us. As it says in the Gospel, the last line of Matthew's Gospel, as a matter of fact, I am with you always until the end of the age. We have a message of hope that our Lord is with us and will give us the strength and the grace that we need to overcome all the difficulties we have in life. We all know that life is, there's pain, there's sorrow, there's challenges that we have in life. But through our Lord Jesus, he will give us the grace. He will be with us and give us the grace that we need to overcome those difficulties through the working of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And then we have a hope that one day our Lord will return. As we are promised in the first reading by the angels speaking to the apostles, this Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will return in the same way as you have seen him going into heaven. We have the hope that one day our Lord will return from heaven and will come to restore all creation to as it was originally intended, that the effects of sin in our lives will be wiped away, that there will be no more pain and suffering and sorrow in this world, but instead that we will eternally join in the peace and joy that we seek. This is the message of hope that we have. It ties into St. Paul in the second reading, who says, may the eyes of your hearts be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope that belongs to his call. What are the riches of glory in his inheritance among the holy ones? And what is the surpassing greatness of his power for us who believe? Now, this message of hope I'm speaking of is not, you know, kind of the way we use hope in our world today. When we talk about hope in our world today, we frequently will use it in the sense of wishful thinking, such as, boy, I hope I win the lottery this week, or a strong desire, you know, like a kid, boy, I hope I get a bike for Christmas this year, something like that. You know, that's not what we're talking about with hope. We're not talking about that sense. We're talking about the virtue of hope. And this virtue of hope is a total trust in God's promises. It's understanding that our Lord is faithful and that we can put our trust in Him. He is trustworthy. So when we talk about a hope for our Lord's return, we're talking about having a total trust in our Lord that one day He will return. We know not when, we know not how, but He will return. As Christians, we are to be a people of hope. We are to allow this virtue of hope to live in our lives, to encourage us, to support us, so that we need not be worried about the shortness of life. You know, life is one of those great paradoxes where it seems like it takes forever, but it's all too short. You know, 80, 90, 100 years, we know how short that can be. But we need not worry about that because we have a promise of something far greater awaiting us on the other side of death if we are faithful to our Lord. And the one who promises us this, our Lord Jesus Christ, is trustworthy. So may we as Christians live our lives in that hope of our Lord Jesus Christ.